let me be great.
www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Just to say thank you.
Thank you, God.
I thank you for this opportunity, and I consider it a privilege to stand and declare your holy and divine word. Father God, I ask right now that you would decrease me, Father God. Father God, and that you will increase so that the folks will see you and hear your holy and divine word. Father God, we thank you for all that you do. We love you today. We praise you, we magnify you, and we lift you up. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And let us all say amen. Amen. First, giving honor to God, to Pastor Duncan in his absence, to the officers of this church, to Reverend Wesson, and to all of you, my sisters and brothers in Christ, I do greet you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you would open your Bibles and turn it to Psalms 46. Psalms 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Yes, Lord.
You may be seated.
Praise God.
God is our refuge and strength, a very help.
In trouble.
A very present help in trouble. This morning, church, I just want to talk about God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. He is a refuge, and that is a comfort of assurance for me as I wake up each and every day and go about my day trying to live a Christian life. And I know that for me and for others, that some days can be an uphill battle. Anybody in here serious about your Christian walk? Amen. Trying to pray, trying to keep everything together, trying to maintain your sanity in this mad, mixed up world. Look at all the stuff that is going on in this world today. Wars, rumors of wars, flooding, mass shooting after mass shooting, sky-high prices for everything, young folks dying daily in the streets of our very own community, folks selling drugs and folks using drugs. And we are trying to do all the things that's necessary to hold it together. Because, church, it does not take much to throw us off, does it? It doesn't take much. We can be going smoothly down the road of life, and any little bump in the road can throw you off and cause you to wonder where God is, cause you to wonder whether your prayers are being answered, and are they really going beyond your prayer closet? Church, we have so much to contend with, and at some point in our lives, we will face circumstances we feel are more than we can handle. But God has given us Psalms 46 for times like these.
Yes,
and reading and studying my Bible, I find that the Psalms are such a relief. I've lived long enough to know that God is my refuge and that in the midst of everything I go through, I can always go to him and I can always depend on him.
Yes.
He is always right there. And church, he does not judge. You can always go to him for a helping hand. There is nobody like the Lord. There is nobody like the Lord. Anybody in here love the Lord? If you love the Lord, give him a praise. Give him a praise for all of your answered prayers. Because there is nobody like him.
Nobody.
The Lord has brought us a mighty long way. And so we have to stop and take time out of our day and give the Lord some praise. Just take some time when you wake up in the morning and instead of complaining about your aches and pains, just say, thank you, Lord, that I'm able to open my eyes. Thank you, Lord, for one more day. I'm able to get up one more time. And Lord, I ask you to help me to live a life of gratitude. Lord, I may not have everything that I want, but I have so much. I thank you that things are as well as they are. We have to tell the Lord these things, church, because I realize that it could have been the other way. But the Lord woke you up this morning, closed in your right mind. The Lord has done so much for you. Lord, when I think about where I was some years ago and where I am now, when I think about how far you have brought me, Lord, nobody could have done it but you. Nobody but the Lord. So this morning, I give him all the honor. I give him all the glory, and I give him all the praise. But I just have to let somebody know this morning that you, Lord, are a refuge, and you are strength in times of need. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. This is not the only psalm I love, church. There's nothing like Psalms 23. There's nothing like knowing that the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. Yes. And when you walk through the valley of the shadows of death, he is right there with you. Yes. Church, there's nothing like Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Well, there's nothing like Psalms 37. When your enemy seems to be winning, but the psalmist says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, for they shall soon be cut off. And then there's nothing like Psalms 51, church, when you know that you have messed up. You know that you have thought wrong thoughts. And you know that you have done wrong. But Psalms 51 says, create in me, O God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And when the going gets rough, I go to Psalms 91. How many go to Psalms 91? Lord, I'm abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, for he is my refuge and fortress. And then, church, when I'm happy. Anybody happy this morning? I go to Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. And then, church, when I'm sure enough happy, I go to Psalms 150. Because it tells me that let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. How many of us go to the Psalms? But there is nothing like Psalms 46. It's a justified favorite of many. The Lord has given it to us when we have that helpless feeling of being able to do nothing to change our situations. Anybody feel like that sometimes? But look at verse 1 of the text. God is our refuge and strength. It is God who is our refuge and strength. It's not the president. It's not the pastor. It's not the preacher or anything else who is our chief help in the time of trouble. Many have trusted in the government to help them only to find out that in the time of trouble, the government is unreliable. Many have trusted in insurance policies and family members and friends to learn that they often fail us when we need them the most. But God is always right there to provide protection. That's our refuge. And power, that's our strength. God is our place of safety and protection, church. He is not simply a refuge. He is our refuge. As Pastor would say, you miss your shout. He protects those who are his. And he is our strength when we are weak. How can he protect us from the enemy? He can either protect us from the enemy or give us the power to overcome the enemy. But he's the one that'll decide which help he's going to give you. We've had enough trials and tribulations in our life to know that nobody but the Lord has kept us.